This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Imphal today on a two-day visit to Manipur to participate in a series of ceremonial and developmental events in the state. Indian Institute of Mass Communication, in collaboration with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Government of India, organizes the Regional Community Radio Sammelan East in Guwahati. A two-member delegation from Manipur representing the Election Commission of India is currently on an official visit to Finland to study the country's political system. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival concluded with a grand closing ceremony at Naga Heritage Village in Kisama. And now, the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will be arriving in Imphal today afternoon on a two-day visit to Manipur. During her visit in the state, she will participate in a series of ceremonial and development events in the state and will be accorded a traditional guard of honour. She will then visit the historic Mapel Kha Jaibung to witness a polo exhibition match celebrating the rich sporting heritage of the state. Later in the evening, President will attend a civic reception hosted by the Manipur government at the City Convention Center, Imphal. She is expected to lay foundation stones and inaugurate several key developmental projects, signaling the government's continued focus on regional progress. Tomorrow, the President will visit Nupilal Memorial Complex in Imphal to pay her respects to the brave women of Manipur, acknowledging their historic contribution to the state. Every year, Nupilal Day is observed on the 12th of December, remembering those brave Manipuri women who stood and fought for justice against the colonial British on 12th of December 1939. The Indian Institute of Mass Communication, in collaboration with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, organized the Regional Community Radio Sammelan East in Guwahati yesterday. The two-day Sammelan is being held under the theme Celebrating 20 Years of Community Radio in India. More than 55 community radio stations from the eastern and northeastern region are participating in the event. Welcoming the gathering, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, Director General and VC of IIMC Delhi, said it was an honour for IIMC to partner with the ministry for this milestone gathering. She highlighted the growth of the community radio ecosystem with over 550 stations now operating across India and more in the pipeline, including in the northeast. A two-member delegation from Manipur representing the Election Commission of India is currently on an official visit to Finland to study the country's political system, electoral framework and the best practices in election management. The delegation is led by Deputy Commissioner of Bishnupur District, Manipur, Pooja Elimbam, and is scheduled to visit from 7th to 12th of this month. The delegation includes Samaya A. Shimra, booth-level officer under the ECI and headmaster at ADC Ukrul of Manipur. During the visit, the delegation met with members of the Indian diaspora at the Indian Embassy at Helsinki, where Pooja Elimbam held an interactive session. She briefed participants on the possibility of non-resident Indians taking part in Indian elections by registering through Form 6A, which can be submitted both online and offline, provided they retain Indian citizenship. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival was concluded yesterday evening with a grand closing ceremony at Naga Heritage Village in Kisama. In his message, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang emphasized that the festival is not just a celebration, but a platform to present the state's magnificent diversity and talent to the world. Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along, festival host, highlighted the Hornbill Festival as a stage that beautifully blends tradition and the contemporary. The minister thanked the lakhs of tourist partners and well-wishers who attended the 10-day event, urging them to share the stories of Nagaland to wherever they return. Adding to the evening's significance, Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Tourism, Education, Parliamentary Affairs and RWD, Pasang Dorji Sona, announced the signing of an agreement between Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland across key sectors including music, art, tourism, horticulture and medical cooperation. Gabriel Denwang Wongsu, the Minister for Agriculture and Allied Sectors of Arunachal Pradesh, lauded the Hornbill Festival as the heartbeat of Nagaland, describing it as a living museum that celebrates the rich tribal heritage and social harmony. Addressing the Mon edition of the Hornbill Festival at the Konyak Heritage Complex yesterday, he also highlighted the cultural richness of the Konyak community, emphasizing the strong bond between Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh. Mr. Wongsu noted that both states share common narratives of resilience, respect for nature, and the celebration of community life. He also acknowledged the immense potential of the Northeast and called for greater collaboration among the states. Agriculture Minister of Tripura Ratan Lal Nath said that the Farmer Registry is a single updated database of every farmer and will be mandatory for getting all government benefits, including PM Kisan. This registry will make sure that financial help goes directly to real farmers through their bank accounts, removing middlemen and delays. It will link each farmer's information with their land records and Aadhaar, preventing duplicate data and making it easier to give subsidies, insurance and loans. The minister said this system is an important step in digital agriculture. It will connect with services like soil health cards, digital crop survey and advisory tools, helping farmers get quick information and make better decisions. On the occasion of Armed Forces Flag Day 2025, Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla met with retired army officers and personnel of the armed forces at the conference hall of Raj Bhavan, Imphal yesterday. Lieutenant General K. Himalay retired ceremonially pinned the armed forces flag on the governor, marking the spirit of respect and gratitude for our gallant soldiers. During the interaction, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and ex-servicemen paid tribute to the armed forces personnel who have made supreme sacrifices for the nation. Governor was briefed on various welfare activities and initiatives undertaken by the Rajya Sainik Board Manipur for the benefit of ex-servicemen and their families. The fourth edition of the Tri-Hills Ensemble, an annual cultural festival celebrating the unique heritage of the Khasi, Garo and Jaintia tribes of Meghalaya, was inaugurated yesterday by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma at the scenic Wards Lake in Shillong. Organized by the Department of Art and Culture, this year's edition brings together artists, performers, writers, innovators and entrepreneurs across the state. This year's theme is River, Roots and Revival. During the inaugural address, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma said the idea behind the annual event is to connect all the different aspects of Meghalaya's rivers, roots and revival. The Chief Minister highlighted that the state is the second fastest growing economy in the nation today and urged citizens to stay true to their roots while moving forward. State Minister of Art and Culture, Sanbar Shulai, underscored the importance of the event and also the role of the state government in bringing communities together. In Arunachal Pradesh, the 36th anniversary of the conferment of the Nobel Peace Prize to His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, was celebrated at Chamling, Tawang Monastery yesterday. While participating in the occasion, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post referring His Holiness as a true beacon of peace, hoped his timeless message of compassion and harmony continued to spread across the world. The Arunachal Pradesh State Council for Science and Technology has received the Jury Special Mention Award at the India International Science Festival 2025 held in Panchkula, Chandigarh. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chauhna Mia expressed pride that this recognition reflects Arunachal's growing leadership in science and technology. The team showcased the innovative strength of the state through biosource conservation, biotechnology, research, apiculture and community-based science initiatives. In Manipur, the Department of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution yesterday announced the rollout of the free LPG connections for eligible women beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana, PMUY Phase 3. The initiative follows the Government of India's recent announcement of release of 25 lakh additional free LPG connections, strengthening its vision of women empowerment, improved health outcomes and reduced household drudgery through access to LPG. The announcement was made at a joint press conference on PMUY organized by the CAF and PD in Manipur and state-level coordinator IOCL Manipur held at Imphal. Speaking to media persons, the director, K. Bano, said that altogether 2,22,010 free LPG connections have been provided in the state under the PMUY scheme. The Meghalaya government continues to step up the battle against drug abuse with a two-pronged approach: prevention through the Drug Reduction Elimination and Action Mission, or DREAM, and strict enforcement carried out by the Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF. Launched on June 26, 2023 on the International Day Against Drug Abuse, DREAM made Meghalaya the only state in the country to introduce a dedicated mission to fight drug dependency. Under the guidance of Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, the mission aims to build a compassionate, community-driven response to addiction. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.